classic number with some nice flute in it. Mamadou Doumbia with Super Bebe. Yes, yes. And, well, we have about 20 minutes left, so I'm going to stop my yapping and play some more tunes. We will next hear a classic from the 80s. Yeah, the disco era. And then we'll hear another 80s song, which is, it sounds to me like the very beginning of hip-hop, but yeah, with some disco thrown in for sure. So here we go, Katie Loba. This is Grand-Père CDK. Yes, here we go, Katie Loba. Ivory Coast at its 80th.
Yeah.
All right, Wandering Rhythms here, and wow, that was Abidjan City Breakers from 1983, it seems, if you can trust anything the internet's on about. But yeah, that was amazingly early, considering, yeah, I'd call that hip-hop, disco hip-hop, but still. Yes, the Abidjan City Breakers, an LP very much in demand by vinyl enthusiasts. The ACB Rap is the name of the song. Yeah, simply Abidjan City Breakers Rap. Yeah, amazing. And before that, we heard Katie Loba, also from the 80s. So yeah, fun stuff there. And we don't have much time left, but next I wanted to put together two of the most famous modern artists in Côte d'Ivoire, Tiken Jafokoli and Alpha Blondie, both reggae artists that have been in the scene since the 80s and still going very strong. And this is from Tiken Jafokoli's last LP called Dernier Appel. In fact, he put out an album since then, but it was all cover songs, and it is amazing. It's so reggae, which is, you know, music from Jamaica, of course, made by people who have ancestry in Africa. Well, he's an African musician playing reggae and doing it with a lot of African instruments, like the kora, the harp, the African xylophone, marimba, of course, and yeah, so doing a lot of songs in a very, very cool, new, ancient way. So yeah, you got kind of the same vibe on this album here. It is a album of original songs, but this one actually featuring the other famous reggae artist of Côte d'Ivoire. His name is Alpha Blondie. So here we go. Tiken Jafokoli, Alpha Blondie with Diaspora, which is a very beautiful song, and I think that it is about, well, the need for Africans who have left Africa and who live in other places to still try their best to help Africa and Africans who are still struggling with a lot of things in the homeland. So yeah, very important song, and here we go. Tiken Jafokoli, Diaspora, Wandering Rhythms here in Côte d'Ivoire.
Africa, diaspora, we need you.
It took us far away from home on the ship across the ocean. Working never to be free again. In every field and every town.
African diaspora, that was Tikanja Fakoli right there, amazing musician from the Ivory Coast. Yeah, he sings in French, English, and the local language there, cannot recall, I'm sorry. There's like 60 local languages there, so you can understand the confusion. Yes, the end of the program here. And so just a little bit of country music from Cote d'Ivoire, kind of a funny concept. Country music in West Africa. Yeah, here we go. Kango by Jess Sabi and Peter One. Much love, everybody. And we'll see, hear you next week. Good day. Goodbye.
This holiday season, when it's time to choose the right tree, some trees will be chosen for their size, some for their shape, and some for their shelter. Let's have fewer people under a tree this Christmas. Don't let homelessness assumptions get in the way of homelessness solutions. Go to CanadaCanDoIt.ca. Help the Canadian Alliance to end homelessness.
The SFU Disability and Neurodiversity Alliance, referred to as DNA, is a student-led network of community members who identify as disabled, autistic, neurodivergent, deaf, mad, and or as having a disability, a chronic illness, long-term condition, or a mental illness. At DNA, we work together to create campus change. We address ableism, and we promote disability justice while opposing oppression in all of its forms. We are the SFU Disability and Neurodiversity Alliance. We are DNA. We provide support for students who are having difficulty with their schooling or accessing the services they need. Email access@sfss.ca or drop by the DNA Resource Center, room 1300 in the sub-building. That was access@sfss.ca, room 1300 in the sub-building.
This is Bird Note. Holiday cards often feature gorgeous red cardinals against a snowy landscape. So it's easy to assume the birds have always been a colorful presence in bleak northern winters. But cardinals used to be southern birds. In fact, they were rarely seen north of Pennsylvania. By the second half of the 20th century, though, they were being spotted year-round throughout New York. And they were nesting as far north as Maine, the northern Midwest, and even southern Canada. There are three key reasons for the cardinals' northern march. Rising temperatures have reduced snowfall, so cardinals can continue to forage for food on the ground during winter months. Then there's human development. Cardinals are drawn to suburban habitat, so as people convert forests and prairies to cul-de-sacs, the birds soon follow. And finally, backyard bird feeders. By supplying birdseed, we humans help cardinals survive the harsh winters of higher latitudes. By the 1980s, as if to fully cement the bird's new turf, its official name was changed from just cardinal to northern cardinal. But the southeastern states, topped by Louisiana, still have the most cardinals per acre. The redbird, as southerners call it, will always be a southerner. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann.
Thank you.